Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People applying Rotary's motto of service above self.
And our guests today are Carmel Rotary members Sal Gambino, who is the sitting president, and George Notchell, who's the originator and the program director of an amazing food bank project. And in the first, that will be our first half, correct, Jonah?
Because
this
is,
we have a sequel to this whole thing.
We have a studio full of great guests.
We do. We can barely swing a cat, as my grandma would say, in this little room right here. So these are our fellow Rotarians from a Carmel Club, which is part of our Rotary District 7210.
And in our second half?
And in our second half, we're going to jump to that. We're
going
to have
Judy Callahan,
Executive Director of the Putnam Community Action Program, who is a recipient of this food bank that these two gentlemen, that Sal and George, are very involved in.
But first, let's say good morning to Sal Gambino, President of Carmel Rotary. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning.
And let's also say good morning to George Notchell, a fellow Rotarian from Carmel Rotary, and he's going to talk to us about his food bank project. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
So, tell us about the food bank. What made you folks start that? George, why don't you let us know?
Well, it all started with the Lord, basically, has been very, very good to me and helped me in some trying times in my life. And I never forgot that, and I made a promise to him that I would help his people. It started in that direction.
And it fits right in, of course, with Rotary's motto of service above self, service to others.
Exactly.
And you had an idea for a food bank, and was this recent, in the recent hard times?
Yes, how long has this been going on? Let's start with how long has your project been in existence?
The project, well, now it's going into the third year.
3 years.
3 years,
okay.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And what gave you the idea? I mean, other than the commitment, your religious commitment, but what gave you the idea? Was it one particular person you saw, or a family?
Or an event?
Sal Gambino happened to be the board of directors, on the board of directors, and he approached me on it because previously I was in charge of ringing the bell for the Salvation Army for 4 years.
Did you wear the Santa costume?
Excuse me?
Did you wear the Santa costume?
No. No, not at all.
Because Jonah would be jealous.
I would like
clearly
to do that.
Yeah.
And he asked me, he said, George, well, first of all, he said, we decided that we want to reach out and we want to help more people. And we have an idea now about the food pantries, and we'd like to get involved with a drive for the food pantries. Would you accept? And naturally,
to lead the charge,
people.
Right?
It was helping people.
Right up your alley.
Very much, that's it.
Right up your alley.
And I said yes.
So it's 3 years old, and I know you had some pretty interesting and very, I don't want to say aggressive in a negative way, but really enthusiastic and energetic strategies. Yeah. Thank you, my co-host, Jonah Treeblosser.
I'll be quiet now.
To get it off the ground, to launch this and get the community to be aware of the food bank. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the first thing that I had to do is I had to become a believer in what was projected in front of me. And I went down to the four food pantries, and I checked their operations. I watched what they were doing, and I was
what
impressed.
Worked and what you felt could be beefed up a little bit?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to check their records to make sure, in my mind, that the right people were getting the food, people that really qualified. And I was impressed with their records.
Mm-hmm.
And before I left, I made sure that I found out what type of preferred foods that these people would need in the food pantries. So I had a list of it. I went back to the board of directors. And
Of the Carmel Rotary.
Carmel Rotary, right? And I told them I highly approved the project, and they backed me up on it.
Let's turn for a moment to your fellow Rotarian, Sal Gambino, president of the Carmel Rotary. So, Sal, George has told us that you went to him and said you're the man for the job. What made you, as a member of the Board of Trustees of the Carmel Rotary, decide that maybe a food bank project was the way for your club to go?
Well, the economy had downturned, as we all know, back 3 or 4 years ago. And I became aware of the need that the food pantries were needing more and more supplies, and they couldn't get it all from from the state and federal government. They couldn't get enough, and this started as a holiday project. We're going to do this for the Christmas season, which was a time when we found out from the food pantries that
they're very depleted. To keep up with the supply and demand.
During the holidays is when they get most of their donations. Everybody's donating for holidays. And what we found out was that after the holidays were over, things would get tough. February and March, we also found out that the numbers of people coming to our food pantries was growing. So as I said, this started as a holiday project. And what we found was, in getting into it, once we started, we couldn't stop it. Because the need was so great, and even recently I asked Judy Callahan,
who is with us in the studio.
I tried to get a read on what the need was. Is the need getting any better? And of course, the answer is no. So we're committed to do this for as long as it takes until they tell us they don't need it. They don't need the.
So give us a little insight to how the operation works. I mean, people donate food. They donate money. Where do they donate the food? How does it operate?
We partnered with ShopRite, our local ShopRite store. George approached them, and without them, we couldn't be as successful. I mean, they got behind this 110%. We have.
Do you have a drop at the
ShopRite? We have a large drop at the ShopRite.
Where is it located?
It's right in
your community?
It's right in front of the store. It's on Route 52 in Carmel.
In Carmel, okay.
And it's right in front of the store, so when people check out, they can drop their donation right in the box. We have flyers throughout the store, signs.
You've given people some suggestions, haven't you, as they're shopping?
We have a list of items, and the signs are placed in the aisles where those items are, and ShopRite makes announcements every half hour or so, reminding
people. That's terrific. That's great.
And we couldn't have done it without them.
It's a whole marketing plan.
It took a life of its own, and thank gosh we have George here, who's really taken this to heart.
So people drop these things at ShopRite, and then from there, where does the
we have our Rotarians who
are all volunteers.
All volunteers, and we make a pickup every other day.
Every other day.
Every other day. And I have to say that, because I do some of the pickups also, and whenever we go, and I hear this from all the Rotarians, that box is filled over the top every single time we go to make a pickup.
Well, that's fabulous. Well, let me ask you.
It has not waned one bit.
That's a great, great feather in the cap of the Carmel Rotarians. And our food bank chairman, George Notchell, tell us, what kind of food are you looking for people who might be listening and say, you know what, this is a great idea. I'm going to shop at the Carmel ShopRite and pick up a few items on the aisle and drop it in the Rotary bin. What kind of things are we looking for, George?
Is there a possibility of talking about how we get started? I mean, how we got this thing off the...
Sure, by all means. And let's get into what kind of things you're looking for.
Because I went over to the managers of the of two different food shopping areas, and I spoke with the managers, and I explained about the food pantry drive, and they said to me, "Well, they have their own cause, and they handle it their own way."
Mm-hmm.
So the first two managers of two separate stores. It was a rejection. And
right.
I know that being in sales, rejection is just another step to success. All right? So the final store that I went to was the ShopRite. And I spoke with the manager then, Mark Tanney. And I explained it to him. And apparently, he agreed with everything. He agreed with everything that I was talking about. So at this stage, what I did was, after I got the approval, I walked out of the ShopRite, and I re-entered it, now this time in the thought as a customer,
right,
what I was envisioning. And I had a list that I knew of, 19 different preferred items that the food pantries needed. So I envisioned that when I walked in that there was somebody somebody was standing by the door.
Right.
They were giving out flyers,
mm-hmm.
multicolored flyers, and they had the 19 food items on it. And there was, I can envision, an aisle for each one of the foods. As an example, peanut butter would be an aisle 2, and toiletries would be an aisle 12. And as I was walking down the aisles, I happened to notice there was a card, an aisle card, mm-hmm. and it said a sale. And I envisioned that Carmel Rotary had a similar type of card, and it was brighter looking. It stood out, and it would indicate where that the as an example the peanut butter was.
And we'll find out just how successful your plan was in just a minute. But let me remind our listeners that they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treboss, and my co-host is the lovely Sarah O'Connell. And our very special guests today are George
Notchell and Sal Gambino, both from the Carmel Rotary Club.
That's right, and we're going to talk to Judy Callahan in just a minute.
In segment 2.
That's right. But Sarah, tell us, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary District 7210 and Rotary International, of course, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Brewster, Cairo, Chester, Congress Valley, Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Kingston Sunrise, and Millbrook.
And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
In 1985, while polio was paralyzing 1,000 children a day, Rotary International committed to a goal of ending polio worldwide. Very soon now, after contributing nearly $600 million and immunizing over 2 billion children, the goal will be achieved. Eradicating polio worldwide, that is humanity in motion. That is Rotary.
Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I am joined by my co-host, Jonah Treboisser. Hi, Jonah.
Hi, Sarah.
How are you doing?
I'm just great for an old guy. How about yourself?
I'm just great for a young gal.
You are younger than springtime, are you?
Even with this weather, we really have to prop our spirits up this time of year. And one way to do that is by, you know, Rotary's motto of service above self and giving back to your community.
And
we are very honored.
Outstanding Rotarians.
Absolutely. To be sitting with people who exemplify service above self, our fellow Rotarians from the Carmel Club, Sal Gambino, who is the sitting president, and George Notchell, who is the program director of their food bank initiative in that neck of the woods.
We've
been joined by Judy Callahan, executive director of the Putnam Community Action Program, and her group, her organization, is one of the recipients of the food pantry efforts by these outstanding Rotarians. So welcome to the second segment, Judy.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
When we went to the break, we're delighted to have you. Went to the break, George was telling us a little bit about how he envisioned people going around the ShopRite and picking up items to put into the Rotary basket. So, George, give us a little bit more about that, and then we're going to ask Judy about what kind of needs there are and what kind of foods the food banks around the Hudson Valley do need. So, George, you were telling us about envisioning a card. Tell us a little bit more about that.
A bright-colored card where people could pick this out. In other words, they have direction,
right,
of where the food item is, the aisle. Now, rather than go down and check every item till they get to the correct item,
right,
the card indicates, it's bright colored, it indicates the preferred food item that is needed for the food pantry drive.
Right, and as a result of your system, you know, the Carmel Food Pantry has been amazingly successful. And President Sal Gambino of Carmel Rotary, tell us, how much food have you guys collected in 3 years?
In the past 2 years, we have collected in value over $100,000 worth
wow.
of food.
That has gone directly back to the community.
It goes back to the food pantries we have in Putnam County.
That's fabulous.
And
terrific.
We expect to raise another $50,000 this year.
Uh-huh.
And again and again. And also, I wanted to just mention, too, twice a year we have what we call a Fill the Truck Day at ShopRite. And with the ShopRite staff.
You're talking about a big truck, not a pickup truck.
I was
going
to say, how
trailer,
big is that truck, President Sal?
Tractor trailer.
Okay.
Tractor trailer that we have in front of the store. And the staff at ShopRite
gets involved.
They get involved. And
with your Rotary Club, with the Carmel Rotary Club.
We collect the food. They load the truck. And we have entertainment there, such as the little girls that do the Irish step dancing, do a little performance. And we have music, and we make it a very festive. We have a raffle.
So it's an event.
And we make a big event out of it.
And I'll bet Judy Callahan is glad that she connected with the Carmel Rotary Club.
Judy is Executive Director of Putnam Community Action Program. And
tell us what that group does. Yeah. Tell us what the programmed action, Community Action does.
Well, Putnam Community Action Program is actually a component of Westchester Community Opportunity Program, which is our parent agency. They're based in Westchester. But we are the program that operates in Putnam. We serve the entire county, and we rely heavily on groups like the Carmel Rotary to help us to supplement our funding, because we couldn't do half of what we do without the community support. So it's very important to us.
Yeah. Now, George Notchell was telling us about how the Rotarians or general public, of course, shops at the Carmel ShopRite, picks up items according to his very successful master plan and puts them in the bin. For people around the area who want to contribute to food banks, whether in Carmel or anyplace else within the sound of our voices, what kind of foods do most food banks look for, especially yours?
We look for non-perishables, for the most part, from food drives, because obviously just the storing of this food and the time factor, we have to make sure that it's you know,
from a logistical standpoint.
Right, to make it from those boxes to our shelves and then the days that our food pantry is open. Nutrition is a big factor. So we look for things that are going to help the families. A lot of canned fruits and vegetables. Obviously, fresh is good. Fresh is better for you nutritionally, but the storage and getting that to people in a timely manner is difficult.
You don't have refrigeration available.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Limited.
Yeah.
So we ask people to think, what would your family eat? What would you want to serve your family?
Children.
You want to ensure that they get nutrition. You want to have breakfast foods. You want to have things for lunch, canned tuna, juices, pasta sauces.
What about
rice.
Personal care items? Is
that's
something that's distributed at all through
yes.
a food pantry?
Yes.
Okay.
And when we have them, we distribute them. It is not something that we purchase. We do purchase from a regional food bank as well, but that doesn't supply us with everything that we need. Things like personal, toiletry items,
mm-hmm.
right? Even laundry and soap and things like
mm-hmm.
that.
Basics. The basics.
People who are receiving food stamps, you can't buy those items with food stamps. So this is really the only place that people can go.
How often is your pantry open?
We're open 3 days a week, Wednesday and Friday.
And you are located?
We're on Main Street, 121 Main Street in Brewster.
Okay. And how many families do you serve in a day and then a week?
Okay, I can give you a monthly number.
That would be great. We're looking for some type of stats to give our listening audience.
About 325 is an average month, 325 households.
So the need is there. Is the need increasing? Is it leveling off? I mean, you have all these people who say, well, gee, unemployment's going down a little bit and the stock market's going up a little bit. Maybe the economy is improving. But you, Judy Callahan, and our two fellow Rotarians, George and Sal, you're at the street level. You know where what's going on with people. Is the economy improving? Is there less call for your services or more?
There's not really less call. We saw an increase, I would say, between 2008 and 2010 was the biggest increase. That was significant. It was striking. It has leveled off since then. So we're not seeing the numbers continue to grow, but we're not seeing a significant improvement either.
Well, let me go back for a second to the founder of the feast, as Dickens said, in A Christmas Carol. He was talking about Scrooge, but I'm talking about an outstanding Rotarian, George Nachtel. George, did you ever imagine when you first decided to get involved in this food bank that you'd be able to put so many meals on the tables of so many families?
Never. Never. There's so many people involved in the program, and I've often thought about I could never thank all of them. It would be impossible. There were so many people involved, and it's because of their support that we have the success we did have.
And your leadership, of course.
Yeah, and of course, we know this is what Rotary is all about, service above self. And both Sal Gambino and George Nachtel are members of the Carmel Rotary. Sal, tell us about your club. Where and when do you meet?
We meet on Thursdays, 12:15, at George's Restaurant in downtown Carmel.
What kind of food is at George's Restaurant, Sal?
Good old American food.
Good old American food? Good. Is it good?
Good food.
That's really important.
Good food,
to me.
And it's a great place because we have basically, it's been our place since we began.
Oh, really? And how long has your club been in existence?
I want to say about 40 years.
40 Fantastic. Years. That's George? Terrific. And they've been meeting at the same place. That's a remarkable
meeting in the same place.
Day.
It's our own little place. We have a back room there. And we have all of our banners and
you can just leave it all there.
We just leave it there. We have a file cabinet and
you. Oh, that's great.
They take care of us
now.
You do welcome guests, right?
Absolutely. We encourage guests to come.
So, if about the 45,000 listeners and God knows how many around the world on the internet and iPod want to come to the Carmel Rotary, give us the information once again, date, time, and place of meeting.
Thursdays, 12:15. At George's Restaurant on Glenida Avenue in Carmel, New York.
Carmel, New York. And Jonah,
yes,
I ask
Sarah.
You, if you would like to be a Rotarian and you're not in the Carmel community, where would you go to find out how to get involved with Rotary's mission of service above self?
Well, you would go to Rotary.org, Rotary.org. Click on the club locator button. Type in your hometown and find out where your local Rotary Club is meeting. You can join us for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, depending on what the club's preference is. And join the fun, join the fellowship, and join the outstanding service, and get to work with some great guys like Sal Gambino and George Nachtel of the Carmel Rotary.
And get to meet wonderful people who
like
help support our community.
Judy
Callahan, Executive Director of the Putnam Community Action Program.
And future Rotarian.
Future Rotarian.
Because George already has got the membership application. He's filling it out for her.
Well, now that Rotary allows girls.
Well, now. Rotary has allowed
especially
women
Irish
since
girls.
1987.
It's nice to know.
Don't worry, Judy. You're safe.
So, George Nachtel, in the time we have remaining, tell us, now that the food bank is so successful, what's your next service project?
Just keep improving the access to more food. It's truly unbelievable. We've got we started with the regular project, and every day a daily collection supplied in the boxes, and then I started with the thought of mind of fill up the trailer truck, and I went from one day, I went to 2 days, and from 2 days I went to four, starting in spring and also in the fall. And I have the end result of just the one day alone. If I could indicate,
sure.
On March 21st of 2009, we started the food truck, fill up the food truck. Every 4 minutes, a $30 box of food was packed and put on the truck for 9 consecutive hours. And at the end of 9 hours, from 9 in the morning to 6 p.m. in the evening, at 6 o'clock in the evening, the end of the day, there was 153 boxes of food put on the truck, of which was separated for each one four different stacks of food for each food pantry. And besides, there was money collected from the grill for hot dogs, over $200 from that. There were people that had a raffle, and half of the raffle money went to also to the food pantry drive.
So you created an event at the day of. It was
dress
an event, basically.
Day, for sure.
And you had, I understand from Sal that there were some, what did you call them, Irish girls dancing?
Yes.
Well, Judy and I are going to be there next time, okay. And we're going to show you how it's really done. Judy Callahan.
Dancing now. Okay.
And Sarah O'Connell. And I learned how this past year in Ireland, so I've got some tips to share
okay.
with you.
And we'll follow your lead.
We
okay.
want to thank Judy Callahan and George Notchell and Sal Gambino for joining us on Radio Rotary. And tell us, Sarah, who do we have to thank for bringing us to show this week?
Well, Radio Rotary this week is brought to us by Rotary District 7210, Rotary International, and the Rotary Clubs of Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Poughkeepsie, Red Hood, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treboisa thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.